This is Onmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The United Nations has reaffirmed its commitment to fight sexual exploitation and abuse, SEA, at the level of the organization. Recounting UN Secretary General's report for 2016, the Chief of Conduct and Discipline in Onmail, Mombi Mathagani, said the number of allegations on SEA had dropped dramatically as compared to 5 years ago, mainly in field missions due to the organization's special measures for protection from sexual exploitation and abuse. According to her, the special measures also updates ongoing initiatives, highlights new proposals to confront the horrific conduct through support to victims, transparency and accountability for perpetrators in a robust partnership with member states. She also noted as a shared responsibility that member states are requested to adopt a six-month timeline for completing investigations into alleged sexual exploitation and abuse and obtain DNA samples of uninformed personnel alleged to have committed sexual exploitation and abuse. Madam Mathagani stressed as cardinal the process which requires strong collaboration among peacekeeping, the United Nations system and local actors, as well as resources to have tangible impact. In Onmail, not a single case on sea has been reported this year. Meanwhile, the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, the lead UN agency for delivery, has appointed actor and activist Ashley Jude as its goodwill ambassador. According to UNFPA Executive Director Dr. Babatunde Osotimi, Ashley and Onfpa will be joining forces to raise awareness of the huge work that still needs to be done across the world to stop women dying while giving life and to empower women to choose when and how often to become pregnant. In a press conference with Dr. Osotimihin announcing the appointment, Ms. Ju told journalists that it was an honor to be appointed as UNFPA's goodwill ambassador and to advocate for women's rights. She also spoke out about violence against women, saying that the family is often the seat of gender-based violence and other violations of human rights. The managing editor of the New Democrat newspaper says in order for Liberian journalists to perform properly, they must have the needed support and be free and able to move about at any time. Mr. Tipi Tapia synonymed lack of trained staff, low salaries and lack of logistics are three major challenges the Liberian media is faced with. He said journalists are not paid enough and the little salaries don't usually come on time. Mr. Sana stressed the need for hands-on training at the various media institutions for young journalists. The Paramount Young Women Initiative has launched a campaign to attract active female participation in the 2017 political process. A senior campaigner of the group told Onmail Radio News that they want first-time female voters between the ages of 17 to 23 to be fully abreast with the election activities. Fasia Harris said they are targeting 100 young females to be trained as it relates to civic voters' education. Ms. Harris said the young females, after the training exercise, will go to communities and encourage their colleagues to turn out to register and also get involved in the voting exercise. The news is coming to you from Onmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Nigeria's Senate has been condemned for rejecting a proposed bill aimed at eliminating all forms of discrimination against women. Rights activists say the bill will promote women's equality in marriage, inheritance, and education. But some lawmakers voice opposition, saying the Gender and Equal Opportunity Bill is not compatible with Nigerian culture and religious beliefs. Others said the Constitution already recognizes the rights of everyone. And President Barack Obama has nominated Veteran Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland to be the next U.S. Supreme Court Justice. The Supreme Court vacancy follows the death of Antonin Scalia last month. Judge Garland, 63, is viewed as a moderate and has won praise from senior Republican figures. The appointment has to be ratified by the Senate, but its Republican majority has vowed to block a vote on any Supreme Court nominee from Mr. Obama. Republicans have called on the president to leave the nomination to his successor, who will be elected in November. That's the Onmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmail, you can log on to www.onmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmail2003, or twitter/onmailnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.